This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! The Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. The week is almost over. Things are going well. IRS agents are getting fired. It's amazing. So let's this hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the Mexico war on the cartel situation. I'll get to that in just a moment. How we're handling the illegals. Jasmine Crockett continues to be the gift that keeps on giving. Emails, so much more. Coming up on the Jesse Kelly Show, but let's get to this part because I've been teasing it for a little bit. You know, we're talking about the cartels. They've been designated terrorist organizations. Well, eight of them have anyway. And the Trump administration has moved 500 men from the 10th Mountain Division into an Arizona Army base, Fort Huachuca. This is public information, so I'm not giving anything away. You should know the 10th Mountain Division boys are for real. This is a fighting unit. We are talking fighters. So these are not pencil pushers with the 10th Mountain Division. These are studs, okay? We know that. We know the Green Berets are already down in Mexico doing what Green Berets do, training the Mexicans to take on the cartels. We know, courtesy of leaks out of the CIA and CNN, we know we are already flying drones over Mexico trying to figure out who's who, what's what. God only knows how much picture and video we've gathered at this time. There's all kinds of high-level stuff that I don't have access to and you don't have access to. The American military is moving. Trump has the military on the border. The wall is going up. And I won't go over the whole thing again. You know what I've said about it. Fine, I'm all good for all this stuff. Just don't think that it will be easy. Don't think it's going to be a drone strike and then one quick night with Delta Force and everyone's dead and we're good to go. And part of the reason I say that, it's not out of exclusive respect for the cartel's fighting ability. It's not that. We are better fighters, but they can fight. I mean, they have guns. Look, anyone with a gun that has bullets in it can kill you. Doesn't matter how tough you are. So they have guns, big ones. They have comms, encrypted ones. They have equipment, but ours is better. I get all that. Part of my great concern is the Mexican government at the federal and state level. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be very, very challenging to prosecute this war without the full support of the Mexican government at the federal and state level. And not only that, if you really look at the situation on the ground, you heard Brandon Darby come in the other night. It's not just that we're not going to have government cooperation. It seems like we're going to have the government opposing us at some level. Let's deal with the federal government first. The current leader of Mexico, the president of Mexico, she's a leftist. She's a communist. Claudia Sheinbaum is her name. She was elected running on a commie platform. She is not on our side. She is not on Trump's side. She came out today and said Mexico won't accept invasion in a fight against the cartels. Quote, this cannot be an opportunity for the U.S. to invade our sovereignty. They can call them whatever they want. She's talking about the terrorist designation. But with Mexico, it is collaboration and coordination, never subordination or interventionism, and even less invasion. Now let's talk about that. Never subordination. Okay, that's a leader of her country saying, we're not going to work underneath you. She kind of has to talk like that. I would want my leader to talk like that. I get that. But she also said, never interventionism. So how's that work? How's that? Because at some point, whatever the plan is to get rid of the cartels, whether we're going with the Tom Holman thing he said on TV, wipe them off of the face of the planet, or maybe we're going for something more precise. Let's just kill the leader of this one. Let's just kill the leader of that one, a drone strike here. No matter what, you have to go down there to do it. Is she going to not allow that? Is she going to allow that and then tip them off when it's coming? These are things that happen regularly in Mexico. You see my concern? And that's at the federal level. We haven't gotten to the state level where, as Brandon Darby has explained to us many times, the cartels flat out run half the states. It's a narco state. It's just, I'll be anxious to see where this goes. And the dude in me is excited about it. I'm going to see how a war like this is prosecuted. I do. As I've said, I'm nervous. I have some nerves about where it might go because I don't believe it'll be as quick and easy as everyone says, but we'll see. Now, on the good front, migrants deported by the U.S. moved to Panama jungle facility. That's from Insider Paper. You know I would never use that word, migrants. We've finally turned a corner with the GOP because it never used to be like this, where we've dropped this ridiculous facade that the illegals have to be treated with the kindest, with the utmost kindness. It's a ridiculous, ridiculous thing. No, I don't think illegals should be tortured and killed, and I'm not saying anything like that at all. But you find out that they come here, and we provide them with luxury hotels, we give them Xboxes, we give them this, we give them everything. It's absurd how well we treat invaders of our country. And that is turning around. You come here illegally, you might end up in freaking Gitmo. You come here illegally, do you have any idea what a jungle facility in Panama is probably like? A jungle facility in Panama. If you make it bad enough, they will stop coming. Good for us. Plus, Kristi Noem, well, look, we'll see what she can do. Looks like she's trying to dig into the leaks in the federal government.
Yes, we do have leaks that have occurred in the last couple of weeks that have jeopardized operations that we've had in different areas, different cities and towns, and they have put law enforcement officers and our agents at risk. So we won't tolerate it anymore, and we're going to use every tool that I have available to me to find out where they're coming from and make sure that those who have leaked will face consequences.
Jesse, I'm hearing your first hour this evening. Oh, that was... was this yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. And I feel like I'm hearing Rush Limbaugh again. I earned my degree in economics and politics from him, and now I'm listening to you. I'm on my way to earn my doctorate in the history of war. Well, glad I could help out. I find history to be educational, meaning we can learn so much by watching what's worked, what hasn't worked, things like that. Jay Steele, I just listened to last night's podcast about turning commie. There's always an exception to the rule, and I'm it. I married my wife knowing she was a super lib. She's highly educated, law degree, public defender. She was the family's liberal Aunt Peggy. Last election, she voted straight Republican and now works as a highly paid defense attorney. Gosh, I'm doing backflips right now. I'd love to be able to take all the credit for her complete reversal, so I will. Of course, I had plenty of help from chalk and the highbrow literature like the Anti-Communist Manifesto, now available in paperback. So let all the fellas out there thinking that they have to pass up on that dime because she has a copy of Mao's Little Red Book know they probably should because nobody could pull off this miracle. Nobody but me could pull off this miracle. I love this guy. He says his name is Bo, and his dime, his rich wife's name is Kim. And Kim is the one I'm most impressed with. Not you, Bo. Forget you. It's hard for a communist to turn. It's very scary for a communist to turn. And I really mean this. It is frightening because they look around and they see how other people who have turned, how they are treated. You think communists treat you poorly? You think they treat us poorly? Have you ever seen how these animals treat a former communist? When someone finally wakes up, when someone finally breaks free, they just say and do the most despicable things. I've never seen the N-word used as much as I see it when a black guy says, I'm not Democrat anymore, I'm a Republican. They will call him every horrible name in the world. A woman, when a woman leaves, oh, you name the degrading, horrible insult, they'll just destroy him with it. Because it goes back to what we've talked about so many times. They're herd animals. They believe everyone must be forced into the herd. That's the true safety. That's where happiness is. So imagine somebody who was there with them in the herd every step of the way and finally wakes up and says, you know what, this herd nonsense, I don't need it. That, for them, threatens the entire herd process, and so they go after him viciously. So props to Kim and every other former communist listening to the show. Now, props to you if you've gotten your dog some rough greens. Do you have any idea the conversation I had to have today? How hooked into this family Fred is? Ob actually brought up to me that we should get Fred, the dog, a puppy. I said, what? She wants to get Fred a pet. This is where we are in our home. This is how dogs get a hold of us. But this is why we give Fred rough greens. It's the natural nutritional supplement that's going to keep my dog alive longer. I want an extra year with Fred. I want an extra year with that fluffy idiot greeting me at the door, on the floor with the kids, hanging out with Ob. I want that extra year, and that's what Rough Greens is giving me with Fred. Sprinkle Rough Greens on your dog's food. You will see differences in them because they're finally getting nutrition, and you'll be at the vet less, and you might just maybe have that dog around to hang out with a little bit longer. Free Jumpstart trial bags at 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Now, before I get back to emails, I have to do something that is critically important. Don't roll your eyes, Chris. This is the most important thing we do on the show. If you've listened for a while, you know what that is. It's not about helping people or saving the country or laughing a little bit. The most important thing we do on the show is we point out when I have accurately predicted something so I can receive praise for it. That's the most important thing we do. And maybe you just got here, or maybe you don't memorize every word. So I thought, and this is a little long, but just in the interest of accuracy, I thought I would have Chris pull a little clip of me. This is me from March of 2022. So hold on, let me carry the one. That's like 3 years ago. I came on here. Now, but let me set this up. Andrew Cuomo was governor in New York. Piece of crap. Democrats wanted his seat. They wanted him out of the way. And so Democrats ran a campaign, knifed Andrew Cuomo out of the governor's mansion in New York. He resigned. In the wake of Andrew Cuomo resigning, Andrew Cuomo was thought to be done. Everyone said, he's finished. He's finished. Oh, he's finished. He's finished. Well, this is me from 23 playing me from back in 22. Just, I wanted you to get the full grasp of what I said and when I said it. Please, Chris.
Back in March of 2022, I'm sure you have every show memorized. Do you remember when I came on the air and I said this? Why is Andrew Cuomo coming back? I mean, millionaire, wealthy family, friends in high places. I don't care how persona non grata it is. Andrew Cuomo could simply wait a couple months, maybe a year if he has to, do a lot of fishing on his yacht, pretend to like his dog and his wife, come back and sit on some board of some finance firm, couple million bucks a year. Not hard to find those in New York. They grow on trees. Why come back? Why come back at all? Well, he's sitting on all this power. He's sitting on $18 million. And the nature of man is to use power when you have power. Andrew Cuomo, gone? Is that some kind of a joke? He's a traditional political family. We got them all over this country. How many of them ever leave? From the Clintons to the Bushes to everyone else. You can't get rid of them. These people get in there and they want to stay in there, and then their kids get in there and then their kids get in there. Why? Because they can. Why would Andrew Cuomo come back after all that disgrace, national disgrace? Well, $18 million buys yourself a lot of power. Headline from the New York Post today. Andrew Cuomo would, quote, trounce Eric Adams in a Democrat primary for mayor. The polls show. Just remember who told you, right as soon as Magic Fingers got kicked out of office in New York, who remember who told you he would most definitely be back.
Okay, it's me, back to modern day, February 20th, 2025, and there's a story I need to bring to you. As a journalist, it's my job to bring you this story.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
This is from News 12 in New York City. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will announce his candidacy for mayor of New York City by the end of the month. Don't say you hate this job, Chris. Don't say you hate this job. You need to be happy for me. Why? I don't understand why you always get like this. You should appreciate basking in my wisdom every single day. Don't you appreciate that? Do you realize how lucky you truly are? Dr. Jesse, you always tell us your new listeners need to learn who you are, as your mentor would tell you to repeat stories. I'm a longtime listener. I lost my grandpa, World War II vet, last Friday, and I could use a good laugh. Could you tell the story about the goldfish I heard years ago? And please play the bar for my grandpa, Tex. I think we'd probably do better than that. World War II veteran gets more than the bar. He gets taps, too. Sorry about your grandpa, brother. I hate seeing these World War II vets go. And they're all going now, right? Time is undefeated. But it's sad. So look, in honor of Tex, I will tell you the fish story in just a moment. Before I get to that, let's save a life tonight. Let's actually do something that does matter. Not me patting myself on the back. Babies matter. No one fights for them. Meaning, if the baby is in the womb and mom decides to kill it, the baby doesn't have a chance. No chance, because there's no advocate. Can't defend themselves. That's what makes it so freaking sad, and that's why I despise abortion so much. But it's not enough just to hate it. How are we going to save that baby? Well, why don't we introduce that mother who's about to kill it to her baby? That's what preborn does. They give free ultrasounds to women who are about to abort their babies. And when they do that, it's something from God. When that woman hears that heartbeat, almost every time she chooses life, because it becomes a baby, not a clump of cells, not an inconvenience, her baby, saving two lives, hers too. Give to preborn. It's tax deductible. $28 buys the ultrasound. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. The fish story next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. The week is almost over, and I owe you a story about fish right now, because we're going to honor somebody's World War II veteran grandpa. Figured that's worth it. I know what that loss hurts like, so let's go ahead and, well, here's how it is. Let me rewind, talk about early life when the Kellys started having kids, when Aub and I started having kids. We discovered, sadly, that James, our oldest, had an allergy to pet hair. It was nothing deadly, kind of, meaning if he was petting your dog, petting your cat, something like that, he would get hives, and they would itch him, and they would bother him, things like that, but nothing horrible. I said kind of not deadly, because where it did get kind of scary is when we had him on horses, it would get into his lungs. Well, I should say the one time we had him on horses, it got into his lungs. His throat started to close up. We got him some Benadryl, loosened it up. He was fine. Everything turned out to be fine. But, okay, we have a son with pet hair allergies. Now, I grew up with dogs. We always had dogs, Airedales and Labs and Beagles and things like that. So I like dogs, obviously. But Ab and I had kind of decided when we were early on that we really are adventurous. Like we love to just drop everything. Let's move here. Let's drop everything and go here. We didn't want anything to kind of tie us down. We didn't want an extra obligation. I'll put it that way. That combined with James's allergy, it signed us out on dogs. Hey, look, we're not going to get a dog, and I would never own a cat. So we're just not going to have a pet like that. Well, we have two young boys. Boys love dogs. You can't help it, and it starts to melt your heart and break your heart a little bit every time they run into a dog. James can't even go pet it. Luke's all over the thing, and you're thinking, gosh, I've got to get the boys some kind of pet. You know, a dog at that point in our mind wasn't even an option. We got to get them something. Got to get them something. We finally decide, hey, they're young. Now, they're, I would say Luke is 4 at this point. 4 or 5. I don't remember now. It's been a while. I could probably figure it out exactly, but I would say Luke is probably 4 or 5 at this point in time. We decide we're going to get him a couple fish. That's it. A couple fish. Betas are the name of the fish. They're like goldfish, whatever. We take them down to PetSmart. We get them a little fish tank. You've gone through this in your life. I did it when I was a kid. Got them each a beta. Now, what I'm about to say is actually important to the story. We let them name their own fish. And Luke, at first, tried to name, look, he's a young boy. He tried to name his fish Buttfish. He thought that was really, really, really funny because boys, oh, Chris, we have this on video. If you remind me, I'll try to bring in the video of the boys laughing about their fish names. They're sitting there laughing hysterically. What if we named him Butt Snake? Ha ha ha, Wet Snake. They're just idiots, right? Boys are idiots. We're idiots. What are you going to do? He wanted to name his fish Butt Snake. We said, no, you're not naming the fish Butt Snake. Come up with something else. He says, okay. He decides to name it Buttery. That is going to be important. Stay with me. Buttery. Fast forward a little bit. Now, James was very diligent about taking care of his fish. And so, of course, his fish died in 2 weeks. James wasn't that broken up about it. No big deal. Flushing down a toilet. Life goes on. No big deal. Luke was not diligent about his fish because Luke didn't care about his fish. His fish would starve for 2 or 3 days until Aub and I were trying to teach him responsibility. Did you feed your fish? Feed your fish. Learn responsibility. We're trying to get that through to him. So he didn't care about the fish. He didn't care about Buttery the fish. Do you hear what I'm saying? He didn't care about it. Now, we were hoping Buttery would pass on before Christmas time, because we don't really do this as much anymore. We used to go every other year with our families on Christmas, meaning my family's in Montana. We fly to Montana 1 year. The next year, we go back to Ohio with Aub's family. That's how it was going. It was time to go back and see Aub's family Christmas time. Christmas is coming up. I'm selling RVs at the time, okay? I'm selling RVs. Christmas is coming up. We're leaving town. We don't want to have to pay someone to come feed the dumb fish. We don't want to starve the fish to death either. We're not friggin' monsters. But we really just want the dumb fish to die. If the fish would just die, then it solves the problem. We don't have to have a pet sitter or anything like that. So, Aub and I, together, which she denies to this day, together, we come up with a plan. Because I'm selling RVs, I don't get as much time off of work. She's going to take off early back to Ohio a couple days before I was to go back, hang with the fam. I'll try to sell some stuff, come back in a couple days. And our plan was, hey, Luke doesn't care about the fish anyway. I don't want to pay someone, give someone access to the house. When you guys leave, I will flush the fish down the toilet. Luke doesn't even care about it. If he even remembers it, we'll just tell him it died when you left. We agreed on this together. Aubrey will argue against that. She's a liar. We agreed on this together. She takes off with the boys. I go in. I flush the fish. Okay, no big deal. We go back to Ohio. Christmas time. Get back. And I need to stress this. We were back for a day at least, before Luke looks around and says, hey, what happened to my fish? And you know how direct I am. Chris would call it rude, but you know how direct I am. I always figure it's best to just rip it like a Band-Aid. So I looked up at Luke. He was standing above us upstairs looking down. It was Aub and I in the living room. I look up at Luke and I say, buddy, he died. I flushed him down the toilet when you left. Luke looks at me, not an ounce of emotion, but then looks over at Aubrey. And she's a mom. She's already giving him the puppy dog eyes, ready for her baby to start crying. And the second, Luke is a very savvy person. The second he sniffs her weakness, he starts to break down and cry. She calls him downstairs. He crawls into her lap. She's holding him. He's starting to cry. I can tell. I know what a real Luke cry is, and this was not a real Luke cry. And she is doing the mother thing. She's staring daggers at me like, you murderer. How could you do such a thing? And I know that this is a put-on from Luke. I know the tears are not real. So I jump in at this moment and I say, oh, Luke, you're really sad about the fish? What was his name? Now, in this moment, the sobs stop because you can tell Luke, his mind is going a mile a minute, trying to remember the name of the beloved fish that he's heartbroken about. He starts to ignore me and cry again. And I said, no, 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 no. What is the name of the fish you are supposedly so sorry about? The fish you're weeping about? And he looks up and he goes, Swimmy. What a filthy liar. And what he did worked like a charm on my life. We were at PetSmart that night buying a lizard, a bearded dragon, which he also didn't feed. And this time I gave it away to somebody who would actually care for the pet. That is the story of the fish where I was manipulated into upgrading a pet because Ob is soft and her baby was faking sad. I'll never forgive Luke to this day. And to this day, both of them accuse me of lying about that. And what I just said is gospel. It's gospel. Pure Talk's awesome. You know that? Look, my phones go through exactly what your phones go through. They get a little beat up, don't they? Get a little cracked screen. Oh, dropped it here. Oh, dang it. After a while, they don't work as well and the screen's a little busted. But you know when you switch to Pure Talk, the company whose CEO was a veteran, the company who takes care of veterans, you know when you switch to Pure Talk right now with a qualifying purchase, you get a free iPhone 14 or Samsung Galaxy? $0. $0 with a qualifying plan. You save a fortune on your cell phone bill, period. My bill got cut in half. You can get a free phone right now. It's time to dive on that kind of a deal if you've been holding out to switch to Pure Talk. And yes, you'll get to deal with an American when you get a hold of Pure Talk because they hire Americans who speak English. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Don't forget that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to email your questions. Ask me anything. Email them in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. A couple audio bits I didn't get to before I get to headlines. Trump actually answered questions about this golden Fort Knox controversy. Now, I don't know. I haven't been in Fort Knox. I don't know. My only experience with Fort Knox is watching the James Bond movie Goldfinger, so I don't know. But this is a conspiracy theory that's gaining traction that someone stole all the gold. It's gotten to the ears of the president of the United States of America, and I think he's going.
And we're
going
to go into Fort Knox to make sure the gold is there.
Are they going
to? You know that we're going to go into Fort Knox. Do you know about that? But we're going to go to Fort Knox, the fabled Fort Knox, to make sure the gold is there.
Where would this president have brought up?
If the gold isn't there, we're going to be very upset.
What if the gold isn't there? And it's not that I'm rooting against my country or anything like that, but the sick part of my brain almost wants it to be gone. Just so we can dig into the mystery of where the gold go. What, Chris? What, do you know where it went? What, Chris? It was a question. It wasn't an accusation. I thought maybe you would have some connections. Never mind. Anyway, J.D. Vance was still... What, Chris? What? Oh, my gosh. What if you're right? Chris just said, what if there's a map to the missing gold? Oh, please. I need to be on this trip so bad. Oh, my gosh. My hopes are so far up now, Chris. They're so far up now. And you know how bad I am at escape rooms and problem solving. I would be terrible at following the treasure map, but what if this is my redemption? Oh my gosh, I need to be on this. J.D. Vance had a lot more to say today.
Well, our message to the drug traffickers is get the hell out of our country. Your free ride is over because President Trump is back in the Oval Office. That is... You're not welcome. You were never welcome, according to the American people. But unfortunately, you had President Joe Biden who allowed you to run free over the United States of America. And Donald Trump has said, you're terrorist organizations. We're going to go after you. We're going to wage war on you. And certainly, we want you out of the United States of America. And that's an important message, of course.
Gosh, that's friggin' awesome. I also love that we finally have a GOP that is not afraid to speak to men. You've heard me rant about this so many times that every part of our political system has been geared towards women forever. Everything is about women. I'm not saying women should be ignored, but everything, Democrat and Republican, women, look at how many women. We need women outreach. How do we get more women? Women, 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 women this, women that, women. Well, what's happened is our culture has gone that way. Is men, especially young men feel like society's turned their backs on them. They do. You hear it all. I hear it so many times from young men. I get all these emails from young men. It breaks my heart. I'm old. I'm past that point in life. You know, I have a career, family, things like that. But young men will tell me all the time now. They feel like everything's against them. They don't ever hear someone speak like this to them. I like that we finally have a party willing to speak like this.
President Zelensky, his country wouldn't exist without the...
That's completely the wrong audio cut. Maybe the young men are mad about Zelensky, too. I don't know. I was trying to press this one.
You know, my message to young men is I think that our culture sends a message to young men that you should suppress every masculine urge. You should try to cast aside your family. You should try to suppress what makes you a young man in the first place. And I think that my message to young men is don't allow this broken culture to send you a message that you're a bad person because you're a man, because you like to tell a joke, because you like to have a beer with your friends, or because you're competitive. The cultural message is I think that it wants to turn everybody into, whether male or female, into androgynous idiots who think the same, talk the same, and act the same. We actually think God made male and female for a purpose, and we want you guys to thrive as young men and as young women, and we're going to help with our public policy to make it possible to do that.
Pretty good stuff. Kevin Hassett, I probably should have done some of this earlier in the show. I was talking about fish. Kevin Hassett, he's the National Economic Council director. He addressed the inflation stuff. The Trump administration knows is something they have to tackle.
How are we doing it? Well, we're doing it with a plan that involves like every level of fighting inflation. First, the macroeconomic level. We're cutting spending. We're cutting spending in negotiations with people on the Hill. We're cutting spending with the advice of our IT consultant, Elon Musk. And then we're also looking into supply side things, like restoring Trump's tax cuts, maybe even expensing new factories so that there is an explosion of supply. If you have an explosion of supply and a reduction in government demand, then inflation goes way down.
Let's hope we get it down.
And now...
Here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
New poll reveals Americans support Elon Musk and Doge. Will Dems continue with lawsuits despite the mandate? Yet Democrats are in a pickle. They have no other choice. They have to oppose loudly everything Republicans do, even if it's popular. That's why you have idiots like this on the news.
Right now, what they're going to do is say, hey, we want to give you a refund, but Congress won't let us because they already know that there's just no money for that. We had a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. The bad part is that I don't know if it's once-in-a-lifetime because we know that Ebola, unfortunately, was detected.
Gosh, I hope Jasmine Crockett becomes the face and voice of the Democrat Party. There's nothing better for us. Colorado bill to require false gender identity recorded on death certificates. It saddens me what happens to Colorado. I think Colorado is right behind California and Oregon for me as far as the state rankings go that I'm angry about, meaning I'm angry the communists destroyed it. Oregon, gosh, I love Oregon. VP Vance will raise free speech issues with the UK government during the official visit next week. Apparently, Trump has just decided to send J.D. Vance all over Europe to scold those filthy little tyrants in their free speech and how awful they are, and I love it. Bombshell revelation shows Fauci authorized $241 million for transgender surgeries and experiments on animals. And remember, those are your funds. That's your money. VW to build Audis, Porsches in the U.S. to avoid tariffs. It looks like at least so far they're working as intended. I ran out of time. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and it'll be a good one. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.